You have a very important choice right now. Either you let somebody retire their mom in your own city, your own county, wherever you live, or you decide to retire your mom. It is your choice. There are two people out here. Think about this for a second. There is the man that is willing to do whatever it takes to take care of their mom, get filthy rich by wholesaling houses, and go out here and make hundreds and thousands of dollars by wholesaling houses, and then be able to retire the mom, whatever salary is, you just pay it to the mom and you take care of the person that got you into this world. You could either decide that, or you could decide to be a little baby and just quit, not do the hard work, and let somebody else in your own market do the hard work. Guess what happens when you let somebody else do the hard work? Yeah, they struggle. They deal with a lot of issues. They deal with the stress and just the dealing of a beginner wholesaler. But they get through those trials and tribulations, maybe a couple of weeks, maybe a week or two. They grow boots to the ground. They go hard. Guess what? They make that 15 grand. They make that 20 grand. They make that $30,000. Then, wow, this changed my life. I just made my salary in a month. And guess what happens? You start spreading the love to your family, start giving everybody cash. And guess what? Your family's taken care of. Generational wealth starts happening. You start investing in assets. And then the whole, not just your mom, your whole family is taken care of because you decided to make a change in your life. There are winners and losers in this world. There are things in between, but there are people that get up, people in the United States of America, people watching this virtual wholesaling around the whole entire world. I'd say, hey, I'm done. I'm willing to make a change and I'm here to do it, not just for me, not selfishly, but for my parents, my mom, my dad, everyone. And ultimately, you have to make that decision yourself tonight. Am I going to be the man that watches somebody else retire their mom, or am I going to be the man or woman that decides to retire my own mom? That is your choice today. It's a hard, hard truth to swallow. Either you decide to be a winner, go out here and take the hard action and be the man or woman that your mom would be proud to have as a son or daughter that changed the family dynamics forever. Guys, the choice is already made for me. I've already made it. I'm already rich. I mom's done. Retire my family. Okay. Generational wealth. I pass on to my kids, my grandkids. They're set for life. I'm set for life. I don't got to work anymore. I don't want to do any of this stinking stuff. I already made it. I'm already rich. I don't need to go ask y'all for money. Okay. I'm there. I'm here because I truly believe I was put on this earth, not just for myself to become filthy, stinking rich, but for me to teach everyone, the world, how to become stinking rich. The problem is these internet gurus out here on the internet teaching wholesaling real estate, they ain't rich. They beg every single month. The amount of money they make in their prosperity is how many people pay for their stinking course or click on their YouTube ad or their Facebook ad to go buy the course in the funnel. That's not me. I make my money by wholesaling houses, JVing deals on the internet too. That's a great one. And wholesaling wherever I'm at. I'm set. I go ghost on the internet. I'm done. But I truly believe I've been put on this earth, not just for my family, not just for my kids, not for everything in the world. I don't have any kids, by the way, but future kids, right? Dogs, whatever, to change the wholesaling real estate world. And because somebody came out here and they don't need to beg for your money hand over fist, they can legit just tell you the dang truth in wholesaling real estate on how to get rich and retire your mom. This is what I'm talking about today. And this is what I think the people need to hear today. So what I'm going to do today is share with you exactly how your first year you can get started to retire your mom, get rich in wholesaling real estate, get your first deal, second deal, whatever it is, and start making that change today. There are so many wholesalers watching this that are ready to make that change. They've decided to themselves that, hey, this is the day, this is tonight, this is the month, this is the year, this is the summer, this is the winter, this is the fall, whatever it is that the change is being made. I decided I don't want that other person in my city to retire the mom. I want to be the man or the woman that retires my mom. You're making that decision today, and that's what we're doing today. Guys, I'm not here to give you a little pump up session. I'm just going to tell you what to do and show you what to do. I can guide you. I can tell you what to do. I'm like the Rocky Balboa boxing coach, but ultimately you're the one who has to go out here and go in that ring and fight for your life, fight for your mom, fight for your dad, fight for your family to get rich. If this is what you're excited for, if you're ready to make that change today, if you're ready to go out here and be the man or woman that you know you're destined to be, all great hero stories, all great, amazing Rocky movies, superhero. They ain't all, oh, I'm a super powerful starting. Of course, they're, it's rough in the beginning, but they gradually work their ways up. And this is the point where in today, the precipice of I'm making the change. And so if you're excited to make that change today, change everything, guys, we're ready to go. So before we break it down, before I share all this great stuff, guys, I teach this on my YouTube channel you guys are watching right now. If you guys like the YouTube channel, you like the content I give, guys, the more you like the video, so make sure you guys hit that like button, smash it. The more you guys actually like this video, the more you guys subscribe, means more people in the lives, more people in the lives, more people learn, and the more people's lives I change. And I don't know, maybe it's, I like changing more people's lives than not. But guys, straight up, I'm here to help you guys out. All right, guys, I already have 100,000 people plus hundreds of thousands of people in freelancing.com. So I'm getting there covered. I'm here to help other people out here actually go out here and make the change in them for themselves, their life, and everyone. So guys, hit that like button, smash that subscribe button, click the bell so you don't forget any live streams I got. And remember, compile your questions and I will try to answer as much as I possibly can, obviously. And really help everybody out. So talk, guys, in the comments. You got questions. There's plenty of people in the chat here. This is a live stream. I'll answer anything you got, and I'm here to help you guys out. So let's talk about this. Retiring your mom. What do I mean by this? And this isn't no rah-rah session today, but how do you go out here and retire your mom? Retiring your mom is basically whatever your mom's salary is, what you need to do is make double that. Okay, let's do that. Let's make double that. So whatever your mom's salary is, that's what you make, and then you give it to your mom, and you do it with wholesaling profits. Pretty gangster, I think. But that's kind of the point here. You know, that's what we're teaching today. I truly believe we are nothing without our mothers in this world. And not just saying I'm a crazy mama's boy, but your mom did everything. She is the person that raised you. And I get people watching this. They got some mom issues. I get it. There's some, maybe your dad was that figure too. Like it's a very figurative term. Whoever it was that helps you out in life or whatever. This is what I'm talking about. Not just someone's mom. It could be. For me, it's my mom, right? But the point of why I'm saying that is to take care of them because of all the hard work and sacrifice you did. The reason why I say this is most people quit when it's all about them. They quit. Oh, it's so hard. Oh, I'm going to give up. Ah. I hear it all the time. They quit when the getting goes tough. They got low mental strength. And they say just quit when anything's difficult. There's people like that in this world. It's crazy. And they'll do it. They'll quit because of them. And they're willing to be sorrow and poor. And it's okay. I'm not saying anything bad about being poor. But they're not willing to make that change because they don't want to deal with the toughness because of them. But whenever you decide that your fuel is not just for you, because a lot of people be in self-pity, wallow because of themselves. But you do it because of somebody else. And something probably of an idea that's more important than just yourself getting rich, but helping your mom out who's helped you for everything. That's a new fuel. That's a new fire. And my mom's always been okay financially. Like I'm telling you. So like we're pretty good. So that's not really too much fuel. I mean, it's more fuel for you guys, but like the thought of me going out here and my family never, ever having to worry about money ever by me just quadrupling, you know, the business for wholesaling in like 2 years, where we just poured all in rental income and the whole family doesn't have to work ever again. That's pretty cool. And that's what I did. And that is something that I truly believed in my heart was more important than me getting rich. It's more important than myself becoming a millionaire, right? And yeah, I mean, because of that goal, I became a millionaire about 2.5 years. 2.5 years, yeah, starting out in wholesaling. And that was pretty cool. But retiring your mom is going to be that fuel. So when you're cold calling and you feel sorry for yourself, oh, you want to quit. You want to stop. You don't want to go hard in the pain. You don't want to be that difficult. A lot of people do that. They don't want to do the hard thing. But when you have that motivation of it's not just me, it's about my mom, it's about my dad, whatever it is, whatever that fuel besides you, it's not about you. You're not selfish. It's about somebody else and your family. You focus on that. On top of it, your motivation goes up. This is why I tell you, there's dads and moms out here, single moms that get in wholesaling real estate and they do it for their kids, not just for themselves. It's great. You know, every time I see a single mom have a success story, they always, percentage wise, always do better than the beginner wholesalers that are 18, just trying to get a quick Lambo and maybe a, you know, cool whip and a watch and a boat. Because yeah, I want to impress I want to get that supermodel girlfriend. That's not going to push you hour three into cold calling to actually get you rich. Hey, I got to put food on my kid's table. That's going to get you rich. That type of motivation says, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get rich, become a successful wholesaler. The whip, the supermodel girlfriend, Lamborghini thing, that ain't going to get you there. But you know what's going to get your butt in that chair to start cold calling? Not because of you, because of somebody else. And that was one thing that always was a fuel, a motivation for myself. So not just anyone in my family not to work ever again, but my kids never had to work again, or my future grandkids never had to work it again, because I was willing to make that change and be the person that changed everything in the family. And so not roughly only me, right? You know, I obviously different family than everyone else, but I'm just telling you, why are we trying to retire our moms today? Because we want to go out here and fuel something that's going to be more than ourselves. So guys, the opportunity to get rich is here. The opportunity in wholesaling real estate has never been better. We have the internet. We have AI. We have all these great things. And the cool part is, this is before wholesaling gets way more saturated. I've told everyone this. The next 5 or 10 years, wholesaling is going to get way more saturated. Now, that's more subscribers for the YouTube channel. I guess that's a good vanity metric for me. But for the person watching this right now, I've been on record. I said this, I think 2 years ago on the channel, I said wholesaling is going to double. And it doubled because of TikTok, right? And it's going to double again the next 2 or 3 years, because this is an opportunity to get into wholesaling real estate that any 18 or 19 year old with half a brain, you don't need a GED, any of that stupid stuff, just half a brain to go find ugly houses on the internet and sell that to a cash buyer and make a quick 15 grand in under a month. Any 18 year old with half a brain, I had half a brain at 18, I'll tell you that. And I was able to make 100K a year just being a dummy teenager. If that business is still legal in all 50 states, which it is today, everyone's going to get into it. And that's why this business has doubled in 2 years. And it's going to keep doubling, because anybody can go out here and get rich. And there's plenty of wholesaling deals out there. And so the opportunity is right now, not in 2 or 3 years. Guys, yesterday you said tomorrow to get in this business. Today, it's today. Okay. Got to wake you all up. But the opportunity is here. And if you don't seize this opportunity, somebody else is going to get rich. All right. So we got to tell ourselves this before we get into this. You got to get rich, or you're going to let your dreams die. Think about that for 1 second. Get rich or let your dreams die. Do you want to let your dreams die, or do you want to get rich? This is it, guys. Just understand this. Say this about yourself. This is about more than you. And once you make that decision that this is more about me, this is more than just me. You'll start making the change. Let's get into it. Let's break down how to get rich. Let's just give you the secret sauce, because I got to get you rich. Okay. Let's get into it. So again, if you're a beginner, you want to retire mom, you want to get rich. What is this, right? This business is called wholesaling real estate. And a lot of people watch this channel. You already know this. So I'm not going to go into a 5-hour presentation on this, but like, what is wholesaling real estate? In the synopsis of it, I think a lot of people trying to get into wholesaling have been in it for 2 months, 4 months, haven't gotten a deal. We need to reset the wiring, okay? Let's truly understand what is wholesaling real estate. Wholesaling real estate, straight up, what is wholesaling houses? What is wholesaling real estate? Wholesaling real estate is basically the process of finding ugly looking houses and then putting the property under contract and then selling that contract to a rich landlord or a house flipper for a finder's fee. That's what wholesaling real estate is all about. Oh, but it's just, but my guru said, I don't care what your stupid broke guru said. For hundreds of years, hundreds and hundreds of years, more than any of these stupid little side hustles, this is what wholesaling real estate's been. This is what wholesaling real estate's about. And that is the dang truth about what this business is. You find ugly houses, you find somebody who wants to sell for a discount, you negotiate the lowest price, and then you sell that to a rich landlord or house flipper. Oh, I thought those were a cash buyer. Think about what is a cash buyer. A cash buyer is somebody who is either a landlord who has a lot of money, which is a rich landlord, or they're looking to flip the house for a profit. That's what a cash buyer is. We don't use fancy lingo around here, okay? This is what it is. And if you want to get rich, this is the stuff you got to start doing, okay? So what is wholesaling real estate? That is it. So what is it? Let's break this down step by step. Step number one, you got to go out here and find an ugly house. How do you go out here and find ugly houses? What's the key? What's the point here, right? Step one, I said, find ugly houses. So how do I go out here and find an ugly house? Pretty simple. You can go in your car and look for ugly houses by doing that. So get in your car, look for an ugly house. I like reverse trying for dollars. What's reverse trying for dollars? You basically go out here and write, when you find an ugly house driving around your neighborhood, you can just write a little sticky note right here. And how do you write in the sticky note? Say, hey, this is Zach. I have a quick question about your property. Please give me a call back. So you write it on there, and then you put a phone number, slap down the house. You slap 400 to 500. I know that sounds like a lot, but honestly, it's not really. I think if you put 40 hours in a month on it, you'll probably get a deal if you actually commit to it. Most people can't, so that's why they don't. But 400 or 500, and you just basically just write that, and you'll get people calling you. Hey, hey, what's this sticky note about? And say, hey, me and my partner, your rich landlord, house flipper you're working with, we're looking to buy a couple houses for cash. Are you looking to sell the house? That's why we put the sticky note on the property. And most of them are going to say no, but there's going to be a select few that say, actually, yeah, I am looking to sell my property. What you do, you just talk about, hey, like, tell me a little bit about the house, right? And I know this sounds complicated, guys. I do have a free wholesaling course. It's called freewholesaling.com. And so I just want to let everybody know, I do have a free wholesaling course. We can download what to say, all that. Like, I'm not doing the whole thing today. Okay. Like it's a little longer. Okay. But like in a weekend, you can learn exactly how to wholesale houses. There's no other side hustle you can effectively learn that quick how to do it. But just a quick tangent. I have a free wholesaling course. It's called freewholesaling.com. Why did I buy that domain? Because it's wholesaling and it's free. Free, no money, nothing. No money. You don't pay me anything. It's a wholesaling course. I could probably sell for like $7,000, but I give it to the people for free because I'm already rich. I don't need your stupid dang money. Okay. That's it. It's a free wholesaling course. Anyone can make 100K their first year by just going through the course. That's why I made it. It's not going to teach you how to make millions of dollars per year. Like, let's slow down. Let's just make 100K your first year. And that's why hundreds of thousands of people have gone on it. It's pretty simple, right? And I don't know how many times I got to say it, but just go to freewholesaling.com. All the stuff's in there. Okay. Like, we're not going to go, but like, oh, what do I tell the seller? How do I say it? There's a script. Just say the words on the script. That's pretty much it. Most people aren't willing to just get to that point. I would say most people watching this right now are probably not even, I don't want to go to freewholesaling.com because I'll just watch the videos. It's fine. You're being lazy and you're doing yourself a disservice. That's just scratch that. You're doing a service to your mom by doing that. I'm telling you, I curated freewholesaling.com so you don't endlessly watch video after video after video after video. You watch all the videos inside of freewholesaling.com, then you get your butt to work. I love you guys on the channel. I love it. You guys should watch the new content because I do put the newest stuff that's working for everyone. But if you're only watching the content and you're not doing freewholesaling.com, which I tell you guys to do because that's going to be a key ingredient of how to do things, you're just going to fail. I tell you, it's all about taking the action, and that's great, but action without a plan, you're just going to go nowhere, okay? You go into battle and you don't have a plan, you're going to not plan is a plan to fail. I hope you know that. Like, not making a plan is just a plan to fail. And this is why you have to go to freewholesaling.com and actually make a stinking plan to change your life. Go to freewholesaling.com. It's a free wholesaling course. It's all in there. Straight up. If you want to get rich, can I learn what I say? You got to go to freewholesaling.com. That's what it's all about. Okay. So we find the ugly houses. Step two, we're going to try for dollars. We're going to do the sticky notes. We're going to find people. We can also, Zach, I'm in Serbia right now. I'm in Lithuania. I'm in Spain. I'm in Nigeria, South Africa, right? Like, guys, I'm like Pitbull and Mr. Worldwide over here. Okay. I think 15% of the entire YouTube audience is international, which is insane to me. Most Canada, a lot of Mexico. But a lot of people in Africa, I think is the third, outside North America, I think Africa is the biggest continent that watches this YouTube channel. You know why? Because you got Nigeria and South Africa. They are one of the largest English speaking countries in the world. If you look overall, pretty cool. And those people work harder than anybody in the United States, pretty much. Okay. And they're willing to smile and dial and get deals. And here's the cool part. One wholesaling deal will retire their mom for like 5 years. That's the cool part, because not Nigeria. Nigeria's actually got a big economy, but I'm just saying, like, it's insane. All right. We had one guy in Trinidad and Tobago. He retired his mom, himself, and his family for like 6 years, because he did one $50,000 wholesaling deal. I don't even get into it right now, but he did one $50,000 wholesaling deal. Insane story. But guys, so if you're international, you don't have to drive for dollars. You can actually go out here and cold call. And what's cold calling? Oh, cold calling. Oh my gosh, that sounds scary. Yeah, that sounds scary. It sounds scary because you don't do it. Guys, the people that actually cold call aren't scared of cold call. You know why? Because when you cold call, you make money. You make money. It's not where you're making $4 an hour cold calling. You're making thousands of dollars per hour if you actually have the right lists. So you can actually, you don't have to have a sticky note. You can actually just get a phone to say, hey, you're looking to sell your property, and you call enough people, there's some of them are going to sell that want to sell their property, and it works. Guys, that's all I did when I was in college, and that's how I made hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. I didn't care what anyone thought about me. I was going out here getting rich. That's what you got to do. So either call people who want to sell their property or drive for dollars. What list do I do? you know, I can go for a full thing on this, but I'm just saying, you just go to freelancing.com. I'll tell you the list to get. One of my favorite lists, I'll give you a hint, or what we call government lists. These are lists you get from the government that cost literally no money at all. These are code violations, fire damage properties, and water shutoffs. You can get the tax delinquencies, pre-foreclosures. I go on and on forever. Here's the sad part. A lot of you guys already know this. A lot of you guys already watched enough content on the channel. You know I say drive for dollars. You know I say cold call. But are you guys really doing it? There's a nice portion of the people out here that love listening to me, but they actually don't take action. And I want to know why they don't take action. Oh, Zach, I cold call, but it's so hard. How many cold calls do you make? I made 6. Why do you think cold calling is so hard? Because you only did 6. I remember when I was 15, I thought driving was hard because I only drove like 2 times. Driving's easy for it's simple, right? And so the point I'm trying to tell you is you think it's hard, you think it's difficult because you just haven't done it enough. That's it. Guys, is tying your shoe difficult? When I was in kindergarten, it was a little difficult. It's fine now, okay? It's so stupid. Guys, you just got to go out here and do the work. You do the work, it gets easier, you get better at it, and then you get rich. It's like anything out here in life. Lifting weights, you start small and you get bigger. It's the whole thing, okay? Guys, cold call, drive for dollars, whatever it is, I would say for 70% of the people watching this, if you want to make 20 grand this month, you just cold call, drive for dollars, or reverse drive for dollars. That is for 70% of the people out here. I guarantee if you actually listen to what I have to say, you'll make 20 grand in 30 days. But here's the problem. You guys will hear what I say, but then you don't do what I say. And that's the difference, right? And I'm not telling you work 90 hours a week. If you could commit 20 hours a week to this, you will make 20 grand this month. How much is your job paying you right now? You make 10 yourself, you give 10 to your mom, boom, you're done. That's the point. So what do? Find the people that want to sell their house. You go meet them in the house, or you can call and actually lock up a deal doing that. Just write up an agreement to buy the house. I have the free stuff at freelancing.com, the freelancing course. You write up a contract to go purchase the property. That's it. Simple as that. You write up a contract to buy the house for a but do I have to buy it? You're fine. Okay. But does that mean I have to buy it? No, you're going to sell it, that contract, to a rich landlord or house flipper. The cool part about the contracts, I know it was very scary starting out, but there is a kind of, it's not a good term for it, but it's the only one I can say. So please forgive me, lawyers. It is a get out of jail free clause. It's called the inspection period. And every real estate contract in the United States of America has this. You don't even have to be a U.S. citizen to do this, okay? It is called the inspection period. And the cool part about the inspection period is basically within this period, you can get out of the contract for basically anything because you're inspecting the property. So what we do here is we write up an agreement to purchase the property, and we have a 30-day inspection period, which means in 30 days, I can get out of this agreement. It's like an options contract, except that you can just get out of it if the price doesn't work. It's pretty cool, right? It's like options trading, but you can get out of it with no financial repercussions at all. Holy moly, this is insane. That's how real estate works. This is why I got insanely rich from the strategy, and you can do the same exact thing. That's why I have a lot of people get really rich from the strategy because they're willing to do it. So guys, how do you do this, right? You write up the contract. I have the free contract. You just put the price in there. I show you how to do it. It's pretty simple, okay? Then we're done from that. We're going to find a rich landlord or house flipper who wants to buy it. So let's do an example really quick, right? I drive. I find an ugly house. I call the person up, or I put a sticky note. They say, who is this? What do you want? Say, hey, me and my partner are looking to buy a couple houses for cash in the area. Just we slap the sticky note on to see if you're looking to sell it. Yeah, I might be looking to sell it. Okay, well, when's a good time for me to go see the house? Or tell me a little about the house. Okay, well, I mean, what price do you want to sell it for? I get all the scripts. You literally just got to read the script step by step. Like, okay, and how much do you want to sell it for? Oh, sell it for $120,000. Well, I talked to my partner and he wants to buy it for $80,000. Well, I don't know. Can we just meet in the middle, like $100,000? Does that work? Okay, that's fine. Okay, so I write a piece of paper. I agree to buy the house, the contract, for $100,000. Boom, you write it. He signs it. We sign it. Boom, I have a piece of paper. I can get out in 30 days. What I'm going to do is probably just go to this is the easiest one, how to find a rich landlord. Where do landlords chill out? They just list properties for rent all day. I mean, that's pretty much all they do, I guess. I'm a landlord, so that's pretty much all I do, I guess. But you just call the landlords. Just call the forerunners. Hey, I'm not looking to rent the property. I'm actually seeing if you're looking to buy any more rentals. Oh, of course, I'm looking to always buy more rentals. Well, I actually have a property like 4 streets over. I know you're trying to list it. But like, would you want to buy that house? So maybe. Okay. Well, can you can you just give me your information? Let me see if you're actually legit. Okay. And he gives me proof of funds. He shows me he's got cash. I'm like, okay, here's the address. Would you want to buy this for 120? Yeah, I could buy it for 120. We can go see the house. Oh, let me call up the seller. Hey, Mr. Seller, is it okay if me and my partner, Jeff, we go and actually look at the house? He just wants to get a couple bids and actually look it up. Oh yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah. Can you meet me over in, like, I don't know, tomorrow at like 4 o'clock? Oh yeah, sure. He goes by the house. He sees it. Looks good. Basically, what you do is you do a assignment of contract, which is basically you selling your rights to the contract to Jeff, the cash buyer, and he agrees to pay you $20,000 finder's fee. So basically at the closing, he gives $120,000 to a title company. The title company gives $100,000 to the seller, and that $20,000 check gets sent straight up to me. I know it sounds weird. I know it sounds crazy, but I have helped so many stinking wholesalers with this. It's insane. I know it sounds fake, but it's true. You go through the channel, scroll through it. You just go to freelancing.com. Look at the first page on freelancing.com. There is endless, endless checks of people. Let me show you really quick here. Let's go do this. I know y'all don't believe me here, so let me it's true. All right, so let me show you here. So this is the first page to freewholesaling.com. As you can see here, okay? Look here. All right. Right here. So this is it. These are all checks of people that learned from this YouTube channel how to do it, right? I can scroll on and on. What do we got here? We got 100K in 3 months, $7,500. These are all real. Okay. These are posting in the Facebook group. Thanks, Zach. Thanks, Zach. Thanks, Zach. Thanks, Zach. Thanks, Zach. 49, 5, 5 grand, 4 grand, 7,300, 2 checks here, 10 grand, 10 grand, 11, 12, I mean, $46,000. These are just Sheree right here. He's 16. He made 4 grand, 9 grand, 38. I mean, I think you guys kind of get the point here. I mean, oh, okay, this is getting annoying, right? Oh, 26 grand, 10 grand, 27, 29. I mean, I think, I'm sorry if I'm boring you, but like, I get, this is the results I get, okay? And why? Because I'm the only guy on the internet to tell you just do the work. I don't know why, but like, I simplify it. There's no crazy guru secret. You just got to sit down and do the stinking work. And so you drive, you call, you do it. Guess what? You make those 20 grand checks, those $30,000 checks, and you help the people out. I'm telling you, you find these people, you do it. And guess what? You can hop on the live streams. Ask me a question. I'll answer your question. Heck, I've done lives on here where people are like, I have a seller I need help with. We'll call and lock up the deal together. I don't want any of the cash. I just want to help you get rich. Guys, you saw all those checks. It's real. Guess what? If you don't believe me, on the checks, there's a title company, which has lawyers and all these people, and there's law offices. Call them up and see if that transaction was legit. Wow, Zach actually taught all those people. Yeah. You have 100,000 people in a wholesaling course, and you teach a lot of them. Guess what? It costs no money. Why? Because I can help you guys out. That's the point. So you find the buyers, you write up the contract, and you can sell the contract with the piece of paper I got, and boom, you're flipping paper, you're making cash. That's the point. So easily your first year, any guy or gal with half a brain, and if you learned how to go to YouTube and search Zach Ginn or Flip with Rick or whatever, and you went on this video, you have half a brain. Okay, so you have the ability by yourself to make 100 grand. The only way you're going to make 100 grand though is you have to make a plan. What do I say? Make a plan, or if you don't make a plan, you plan to fail. So make a plan. Hey, I'm going to drive for dollars this many times. I'm going to cold call these lists. I'm going to do this and this and then. In freelancing.com, we show you how to make a plan. And then we tell you if your plan is actually going to make you money or not make you money. I'm going to call 5 people today. 5 people a day ain't going to get you rich. Okay. I want everybody watching this. Like, 5 people a day, they ain't going to cut it. Okay. But going out here and doing a little more, that can help you, right? So we make a plan. We go solo and make 100K. That's pretty cool, right? There's 2 ways to retire your mom by doing this, all right? You can either pour the profits into rental properties, which is my favorite thing to do, to get about 10% return. So I make millions of dollars. That makes me hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. And then in 10 years, that's millions of dollars a year in passive income. And because I make a lot of money wholesaling, I have millions of dollars in passive income that comes in all of my companies, which retires my family, everything. That's pretty cool. Like, I didn't do it overnight. I had to work hard. It was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of that stuff. But you can do the same exact thing. So think about this. If we just put 100K into this in 10 years, you probably make a little more than 100K a year after 10 years. Seriously, this is crazy, but you have $1 million in basically equity in your rentals that's making 100K a year in passive income. You can give the reins to your mom. You can give half to your mom, whatever her salary is. Mom retired. That's the point. Like it's for anybody. Okay. That's just not first year, right? But like, I'm just telling for like any Joe Schmo out here, they can do that. But does that mean I can't spend all my money in the clubs? No, you're doing it for your mom, not for the club, not for the girls in the club. You do it for the girl at home, the woman at home that raised you. Okay. Like it blows my mind. People do that, but guys, you do it for your family. And that's the most important thing. I'm not saying neglect your kids, your dog, or anything like that. But guys, we have a mission. If you're watching this, you have a mission. And if you actually want to go out here in the mission, you got to keep going. And so first year, there are people that make $500,000. Now, I made about $110,000, $20,000 my first year, but I was 17, 18 years old. Okay. So like, yeah, I should have gone better, but best of my ability made that. So it's fine. I was doing bandit signs, a little different thing. I mean, it was wholesaling, right? I put signs out, say we buy houses. I mean, they used to work a lot back then. I feel like an old man saying that, but like about six, almost 7 years in the game in wholesaling now. So like you make about $500,000 your first year, you can do that. And then you just hire your mom, pay her salary like that, or you can do it the slower route, right? There's ways to do it. But if you do want to make $500,000 in your first year, I get a lot of people that still do that and a lot more that make 100K, right? Or even more that get their first deal. You're going to have to go quote balls to the wall. Okay. Like you have to, every waking moment has to be marketing, talking to sellers, closing deals, cash buyers. And there's people that do it. It's a lot of stupid work. It's crazy. It's soul crushing work. And I've done soul crushing work, but if you're willing to persevere, you'll get that $500,000 too, but you have to make the stinking plan. All right. So think about this. All right. When you are not working hard, and this is for my wholesalers that are struggling right now, they want to get better, right? Whenever you feel like right now you're not working hard, or you feel like you're not working hard enough, or you know you're just not failing, or you're not failing yourself, right? Just know when you decide you don't want to work hard, you're not failing yourself, you're failing your mom. And you got to understand this. And I'm not calling you a loser. I'm not saying any of these mean things, right? But a lot of people, there's about half, right? There's half of people that decide, oh, I'm going to do what Zach says, but I'm not going to go through the free wholesaling course because I don't want to actually get rich. And they go out here and they say, you know, I'm working 40 hours a week. I'm going so hard, but I'm just not getting anything. Oh, just wholesaling sucks. And you like, you don't do anything, right? You're just running in circles because you're not doing the thing that actually works. Okay. It's like trying to go out here and be the best swimmer in the world, and all you do is run. Like, hey, that doesn't equate, okay? You got to swim. If you want to get swimming, you have to run. It's like swimming to be a good runner. Like, it ain't going to help you, okay? You have to do the actual thing. Just people do that. If you go to freelancing.com, make a plan, you'll do fine, right? But you're not feeling yourself. You're failing your mom. And so I do one-on-ones. You'll see some today. If you're not doing it, you're failing your family out. You can't be doing it, right? And also know, and this is just, I say it enough, but it's not about the work. You know, the work ain't about the money. Okay. It's not just about the work. We do it for the family, right? But the most important part is we don't do it for the money. Whenever you make your fuel money, it usually doesn't get anywhere because all you think about is the money, which is funny, I guess. Oh, my mind's on the money, thinking about the money, sleeping, thinking about the money, right? I'm seeing the money, hearing the money, breathing the money. That's all cute. But visualize retiring your mom. That will push you way more than anything else. And that visualization will help you out because money's finite. Money's just a tangible thing. But the feeling of what that money can do to your family, way better. I promise you. Okay. So remember, it's not about the work. The work is not so we can go out here and get money. The work is so we can retire our mom. So use retiring your mom as fuel to get rich. Remember, guys, it's going to get tough. It ain't going to be easy, but that's okay. It was never meant to be easy. Retiring your mom is never a feat that's supposed to be easy. It's like what? The Wizard of Oz. It's just like Lord of the Rings, all this stuff, right? The journey is supposed to be treacherous. There's supposed to be dragons and lions and all these scary things and dungeons and you got to go kill the dragon, right? Do all the scary part. That's part of it. Because the reward at the end is so great, the challenge has to be great. So what's the goal today? Retire your mom. So that's such a huge goal. The amount of work, the amount of struggle, the amount of problems, and the amount of marketing and blood and sweat and tears and going after it is going to be equally as difficult. But when you're done, it only gets easier from there. And then your mom's retired. Then you get the passive income. You don't have to work anymore. You can do whatever you want. You wholesale for fun like I do, right? Wholesaling is a hobby. It's like, it's sport, right? It's fun. You keep pushing. You don't stop. You're running a marathon here, okay? And here's the cool part. There's no time. There's no like timer. So guess what that means? Every time you put your foot forward, you're getting closer to that goal. Pump. Some people sprint there. Some people stop. Some people get halfway. Some people get to the finish line and then they walk the other way. But if you keep pushing, you never stop, you never surrender, you'll get to that point. You just can't stop. Guys, when I say there's winners and losers in this industry, it's completely true. Where are the winners and losers? Let me explain this. The winner is the person that gets the goal, whatever they wanted, right? 100K, first deal, $1 million, whatever, retire their mom. The loser is the person that decided to quit wholesaling. Huh. So where do you? I hate to tell you, this is like, I don't know, Hogwarts. Like the hat hasn't decided. It hasn't been decided. Fate's been decided, but fate's driven on what you're going to do, right? You can change it. Either you're going to be a winner or you're going to be a loser. We don't know what it's going to be. 15 years we'll know, but we don't know yet. And here's the cool part. It's not like it's already decided for you. You're a Hufflepuff or Gryffindor. It's not that. You have the ability to make the change. You can decide to be a winner or you can quit and decide to be a loser. Which one are you going to be? And the only answer is, do you quit or not? That's the only difference. And so that's the only thing I have to ask. Like, are you going to quit or are you going to keep going, right? That's it. Nobody can stop you if you create a plan and get to work. I want you to know, your competition or the rich wholesalers in your market, there's no one going to stop you. Okay, let's look at my market, for example. I make millions of dollars in my own local wholesaling market. All right? Let's think about that. I make millions of dollars. And there's new wholesalers that come to my market that live locally that make hundreds of thousands of dollars, these kids. I can't stop them from making hundreds of thousands of dollars. I might be better than them and all these, but like if they make a plan and they drive for dollars enough, they'll still go, because there's plenty of deals out in my market. There's plenty of deals in most markets. So the truth is, nobody can stop you if you make a plan. You're going to be the best wholesaler if you just consistently, there's plenty of money. There's plenty of food at the table. It's like Thanksgiving, okay? I can't eat all the food at Thanksgiving. There's like, you should see my house on Thanksgiving. There's like 7 pumpkin pies. You can't eat all the pumpkin pie. All right. There's only so much pumpkin pie a man can eat. I've tried it. It's about about half a pumpkin pie that a man can eat after all the other food. I've tested it out personally. Rick eats the other half. So I can't eat the other 6 pumpkin pies. So I guess everyone else can eat it, right? That's it. My stomach can get bigger, but like there's only a point. And so no one can stop you. I don't care how saturated in the wrong market. You do virtual market, anything, right? You got to get going. One other thing I want everybody to know, and this is a hard truth to swallow. I hate to say it. And some people get very offended to what I have to say. And it's true. We're talking specifically about wholesaling real estate, but nobody cares about your struggles. I want you to understand that. This is a part where a lot of people have to start growing up. There's a lot of teenagers, a lot of 20-year-olds, a lot of 21-year-olds, post-college people, they haven't learned this lesson. But this is the real world. This is entrepreneurship. This is getting rich. Nobody cares about your struggles. Let me say that one more time about entrepreneurship. Nobody cares. You can either take that and wallow in the fact of that, or you can take that and be like, nobody cares, which no one's going to judge me. I can do whatever I want and just do what I can and get rich. You make that decision. Does the fact that nobody cares, does that scare you or does that motivate you to get going? That's it. That means your baggage ain't here. You just got to go out here and take the stinking action. That is it, guys. Nobody cares about your struggles. Keep going. Keep the foot forward. Keep going to retire your mom. That is the point. That's what we're talking about today. To retire your mom, you got to keep going. Remember, guys and gals, excuses won't retire your mom. Let me say that one more time. Excuses won't retire your mom. So if you actually want to go out here, retire your mom, are you giving me an excuse of why you can't do it? Then it can help you. No excuse is ever going to help you. There are problems that we have to overcome, but excuses of why you can't do something that's going to lead you to success, you can do whatever. I can't train like boxers. I can't train today because I got a sore elbow. Okay, that's fine. It won't help you, right? Like, you got to make that decision for yourself, all right? And the last thing I have to leave you off on, and this is going to hurt some people, but it's true. Use this as fuel. Your mom didn't quit on you, so why would he quit on her? And this is a hard truth to swallow. This is a hard pill to swallow. But when the going gets tough in wholesaling, I promise you, it will get tough. It will get difficult. It will get treacherous. But think about that for a second. My mom never quit on me, or whoever it is in your life you're trying to retire. Why would I quit on them? And whenever you decide to quit, you got to tell yourself that. That should probably get you out of any hole you got. That's, I think of that anytime anything gets tough in my life. My mom never quit on me. Am I going to quit on being the person I'm meant to be? No, never. You kidding me? She never quit. I'm never going to quit. That's the point. Guys, if I never quit on you, why would you quit on me? Think about that for a second. I never stop giving you free wholesaling content. I never stop helping you gain the light for wholesaling success. I never stop. And I'm never going to quit against these stinking gurus because you have the right to get rich in wholesaling. And that's the point, guys. So if you want to get rich in wholesaling real estate, you want to make that change, you want to stink and retire your mom, get off your lazy butt, go out here, guys. Go to freewholesaling.com. It's my free wholesaling course. Guys, subscribe to the channel. Comment below your questions. And what I'm going to do here is answer some questions really quick about what I just said, a little Q&A. We'll do some one-on-ones. I have a streamer link on here. You want to hop on. I want to deep dive your business, see what I can do to get you rich, and hopefully it helps the people out. That's the point here. Go to freewholesaling.com, and let's see what we can do to help the people out. So let me pop this up here. Let me talk to it, and let's see what thing. I want to highlight this really quick. I had somebody go in here and start crying in the comments, all right? Ladybug said, feeling discouraged. Alabama is being regulated. I made it so you could go to jail for not disclosing you're a wholesaler. Let me tell you exactly what I told her. I said, quote, you should quit now if you're going to let any little new law change everything. Guys, in freewholesaling.com, we show you how to do everything, right? It's straight up always in there, right? But there was a new wholesaling law put in Alabama. I was going to wait for it, but I saw that comment. So I was like, all right, I'll talk about it. Let me just show everyone in Alabama. You know, that's why I talk to live streams, right? But it's a new thing in Alabama. I'll let everyone know. It's called Code Section 35. And pretty much what it basically says is, I'll go read it for you. This is going to make wholesaling so much easier in Alabama. Like, I just look, all the newbie wholesalers like Ladybug, I'm not making fun of Ladybug, that decide just to quit because they see a new law and they don't want to hear what I have to say about and how to get around that law. They're just going to quit, which means if you're in Alabama right now and you don't want to be a victim and you actually want to make $250,000 this year, that's going to be cake. Montgomery and Birmingham are already easy to wholesale, and it's going to get even, because the victim mentality wholesalers is going to get out of here. So let's read the law really quick, so you guys know really quick. But like, a person may acquire an equitable interest in a single family residential property as the buyer under a contract for the purchase and sale of a property, and then they may assign or offer to assign the interest for a fee if the buyer discloses in writing. So you have to disclose to let me read this really quick. Sign that for a fee if the buyer, basically you, discloses in writing to the basically cash buyer that you have an equitable interest in the buyer, in the property. Yes. Number two, to the seller of the property, your motivated seller, you have to disclose your intent to market its equitable interest prior to commencing any marketing of the property. Here's the cool part. This is my favorite part about laws. Laws are so funny. They're so written weird. Commencing to any marketing of the property. What is marketing of the property? Do we have a definition? Of course we don't have a definition, because they'd actually have to get votes on this stinking thing. Guess what? What's marketing? I don't know what's marketing. I don't have a definition of it. It's the funniest part. So if there is no marketing being said here, what are we going to, I have no idea, right? So first of all, it's in a gray area. They can't enforce that law because just what is marketing? Do I have a cash buyer on my Rolodex? Did I mention that I have something to him? Was that marketing? Was that not marketing, right? Is marketing posting an ad? Is marketing calling people up? They don't know, and they're not going to tell you to make it vague on purpose. That's why I love these stupid little laws. But basically what that means is it's already in a gray area right now. We basically have to tell the seller the date of the assignment of the buyer's interest to a subsequent purchaser of the property at least 3 business days prior to the effective date of any assignment. So basically what this law says in my, what I'm thinking about here, just, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but from what I know here, it's basically trying to tell you that you have to let the seller know that, hey, I have an assignment of contract and it's going to be in effect on this date. And you have to do it at least 3 days before that. And so B says you have to have a written disclosure under subsection shall be required for the intent to market and to transfer an equitable interest in residential property as limited by subsection D, whatever an assignment, novation, or similar method of transferring interest in a real property. A violation is a Class C misdemeanor. Addition to criminal penalties, a person violating the section may be liable to a person whom is required in an amount equal to 3 times the fee or amount received by the buyer pursuant to the assignment. So Class C misdemeanor. The section shall only apply involving single-family residential property and shall not apply to any other property. This section shall not infringe the right of parties to otherwise agree on contracts. So what does this basically mean? What's all this hoopla? And does this mean I should quit wholesaling, right? Well, if you're weak-minded and you have a very low level of difficulty in your life, you should probably get out. Because it's outside of that, you want to get rich, this is easy. Okay, so first and foremost, what this law basically means is you have to write, basically give a written disclosure that you are going to sell an equitable interest in the property to the seller. You give it to the buyer, obviously. And you have to tell the seller that you're assigning it. So guess what? Oh my gosh, they're going to freak out. But it's a written thing. So guess what you say? This is pretty simple, but like, okay. Hey, Mr. Seller. Hey, I'm looking to buy the house with me and my partner. Okay, who's your partner? John Cielo. Okay, John Cielo. All right, cool. All right. So either we like to buy the properties, and when we buy a property, usually my partner likes to put it in a new LLC for liability purposes. So he likes to buy it and then put it in its own separate LLC. Is that okay if we do that? Yeah, that's fine. All right. So let me give you a piece of paper just saying we might buy it. I'm buying it under Zach Ginn right here, but we might transfer it over to an LLC. Is that okay with you? Yeah. You're going to get paid the same, right? Yeah, that's fine. Okay, cool. Boom. All right. So that is first and foremost, if I show them a written disclosure of that, that we may transfer it over to another LLC, my partner's LLC. All right. Are we following me here? My partner's LLC. Is that okay from my name? You're still getting paid. Oh, yeah, that's fine. Okay. Hey, my partner decided he wanted to transfer it over to this company. The closing date's all set. We're all good. Title's all good. I'm just letting you know that we're moving from Zach Ginn personally into an LLC. So when we buy it, we can get tax write-offs and things like that. My partner wants to do that. Is that okay? Just letting you know, just a disclosure, we're doing that, right? Guess what? Here's the cool part. The seller, they just have to be disclosed. Here's the cool part. As long as you know as long as they get a written disclosure when you write the contract that you may assign it, if they hear that you're transferring after and they freak out, they're still liable inside the contract, which is pretty cool. By basically saying, hey, we actually transferred over to my LLC, to my partner's LLC. You say whatever you want, to my partner's LLC, John Smith Homebuyers LLC for tax purposes. Just letting you know, here's a piece of paper I legally have to tell you. Okay. 99% of people, if you explain it like that, will be like, yeah, okay, that's fine. Like, here's the part. Every property that I purchase cash, I'm a cash buyer. I don't buy it under my like umbrella corporation. I buy a trust or make a separate LLC. So if my tenant wants to sue me, they can only sue me for the value of the property, not for the millions and millions of dollars I have in my bank account. That's what an LLC is for. That's why we have limited liability. So my liability, if something bad happens, is only to that property's value. That's why when you're a millionaire, you can protect yourself so you can explain it, right? And so legally, I did everything I needed to do and I let the buyer know I'm assigning it, right? That's what the law wants you to do. So you can have a piece of paper from a title company letting people know that we may do it into the partner. We might put it into the partner's basically LLC or company If you explain it like that, 99% of sellers don't care. Okay, they don't care. But if you say, I'm assigning it for a profit to another corporation, it's how you explain it. Okay, I just want you guys to, you know, it's all about the delivery. So first, for example, it's how you ask a girl out for a date. Okay, this is for the guys. All right, we got most guys watching this, so I'll tell you. Do you ask a girl out for a date by doing two things? You know, like you talk to them, say, hey, would you want to go get some coffee sometime? Or would you want to go and get dinner sometime with me? That's a pretty good delivery. Or would you say, will you eat food with me? Which one do you think is going to be yes for a date? Will you drink coffee with me? Or, hey, want to get coffee sometime? They're both the same thing. It's all about how you deliver it. And so this law is so stupid because it's just how you deliver it. You just got to deliver it. And also, that's just to make Ladybug happy because Ladybug is feeling discouraged. Just double close it. You can just double close it. All right? And it's we teach at freelisting.com and do it. You just put it under contract. And then you don't even have to use your funds for a double closing. You just have that at the right title company to show you how to do. And you buy it and then you sell it the same day and there's no liability in your financial thing for it. You don't really need money. You just double close the deal. Boom. This is going to get wholesalers so stinking rich. I just want you to know because all the baby wholesalers that don't want to go to freelisting.com to learn these strategies that how to go around that, which you'll learn in like a couple hours. All those people that actually don't want to go to freelisting.com or do the work, they're going to leave. It's so funny. Like they're going to leave. And guess what? More same deals, less sellers. More deals, less wholesalers, more money. So what do you think about this new Alabama wholesaling law? It's going to get everyone rich. If you're in Montgomery, Birmingham, if you're actually going to go out here, all right, this is so funny. If you're looking to get in virtual wholesaling, I would probably put Alabama as probably one of the top places right now. I feel like some guru is going to make a video say the world's ending. Ah! And I just showed you what to do, but the guru is going to say the world's ending. Ah! Pay me money. Join my brokerage with something stupid. And you actually go watch what I just say right now and actually do what I say. Guess what? You'll be fine. Okay. And what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to do a whole thing on if you're in Alabama, this is what you do. And I'll explain it. Right. And I'll do that. But for the time being, do what I say here. Talk to your title company how to do it the right way. Like that's like, so yeah, there's a new Alabama law. But like, is it going to affect anything? You double close all day. And plus, you just do what I say. You'll be fine. Right. Guys, either you make excuses or you make moves or make excuses. The people that want to cry about it, you're making excuses. The people in Alabama know this is an opportunity. When you see laws like this, it's actually an opportunity to get rich. I see a lot of people quit. I see a lot of people feel sorry for themselves. This ain't it, guys. All right. So, guys, if you want to learn exactly how to do it in Alabama the right way, just go to freelisting.com. That's my thoughts on that little law. You know, I just think it's so funny. Yeah. Let's see here. You rock, Zach. Appreciate it, Alex. Means the world. Appreciate it. All right. Let's see here. All right. Let's see some questions we got here. So how many months are you marketing cycles for probates? I market to probates every single day. Every single stinking day we're marketing it to probates. So whenever it's new, usually every month, it's probably going to be the best one for it to do. Zach, what if you don't have a mom? If you don't have a mom, retire yourself, get a cat, retire the cat. Or, you know, sister, brother, whatever it is, right? I'm telling you. Upper Echelon says, the law of attraction and visualization of completing your as you fall asleep combined with the action Zach is speaking about as a cheat code. It's true. Guys, if you just think about in your mind, working hard and doing the right thing every single day, you make a plan. There's no way you're going to fail. I'm telling you, stop feeling sorry. I've told everyone, stop feeling sorry for yourself. You'll do fine. All right. So what I want to do right now is actually go out here and do some one-on-ones. Guys, I have the StreamYard link. Let me show you all the StreamYard link. Let me post it one more time. And I want to answer a couple questions for you guys and see how I can help you guys out. So let's go out here. All right, cool. Post the StreamYard link and let's talk, see how I can help you guys out. And let's get it. So first one we got, Kenny, what's up?
How's it going, Zach?
I'm blessed, man. What's up? How can I help you out?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, man. Yeah. Thank you very much for all you've been doing for us, man. You're absolutely amazing. So grateful, brother.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah, man. Sorry, just a quick one. In terms of the contract, because I bumped into this seller that had a little issue with the contract, the line two and line three. So the seller basically removed the part that said on the line two that all impound accounts for taxes and insurance are included in the purchase price and shall be transferred to buyer at closing. Any shortage of in these accounts shall be charged to seller at closing. So the seller basically removed that part. And then on the part on the line three, the seller removed, seller agrees to furnish title insurance in the amount of the purchase price, showing no incumbrances or exceptions other than previously noted. So I just want to understand what's the implication of this removal?
You can't do a deal if they do that. If the
Okay.
seller cannot provide clean title to you, there's no deal. And so,
Right.
furnishing title doesn't mean that they have to pay for it. They just have to prove with the title company that they're the actual owners of the house. If they can't furnish it, it's
Okay.
fine. It's like me selling a random house. If I can't guarantee you and work with the title company that it's actually my house, what are you even doing? They'd just be a it's a scam at that point, you know?
Right.
So, no,
Okay.
they
That
have to
makes.
do that. You have to, it's maybe half of it's how you explain it too. So think about how you explained it, but you got to explain it the right way.
Okay.
That's it, man. That, yeah, you
Okay.
got to keep it there. The contract's so you use it. It's not so you can switch up and do something else with it.
Right. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you very much. Sorry, another one. Just please, Zach. The like here in Nigeria, we usually have a problem with VPN, the right VPNs. Like if I'm still struggling with the strong VPN I could use for a TruePeople search, because the ones that I'm using still I'm unable to use TruePeople search sometimes. I don't know if you have any recommendation.
Why do you using a VPN that does the United States server?
So say that again, just Zach.
Say that one more time.
So I didn't get what you said.
You need a VPN that
Yeah.
in Nigeria that will do a server in the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So does WinScribe not work for you?
WinScribe. Okay, I think I've not
It's
tried
free.
WinScribe.
WinScribe should do Nigeria and a United States server.
Okay. Okay, maybe I'll check that out.
Yeah, India, Philippines, that's usually what they use too. All right, go try it out.
Okay.
WinScribe. And anyone watching this, WinScribe is free. So pretty cool.
Okay. I'll do that then. All
All
right,
right.
buddy. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it,
Appreciate it,
bro.
man. Boom. All right, next here we got Anthony. You're muted.
What's up? How are you?
Every day above ground's an amazing day. What's up? How can I help you out?
Agree, man. Hey, I just had a quick question. So me and Lemuel, my partner, so we have a $500 budget, and I want to see if you can help us out, see if we're spending the money in the right place. We have like a dialer for 150, PropStream for 97 bucks, and then everything else goes to skip tracing. But I don't know if that's good or if you recommend something else.
Okay, so let's get. What market are you in?
So we live in Illinois, but we're in Milwaukee.
Oh, wait. I've talked to you.
Yeah. We
Yeah,
got
you're Tony Montana. All
yeah,
right.
I was gonna put
Yeah.
Tony Montana, but I was like,
I know Tony Montana. Are you kidding me? All right. All right. I have a good memory. I told you this. Let's do
yeah.
this one more time. All right. Now it's coming back to me. All right.
Yeah.
Give it to me one more time.
So $500 budget. We have a dialer for 150, PropStream for 97. And then the rest, which is like 225, we have enough for like 1600 skip traces.
Okay, what list?
We do probates, we do government lists. That's basically all we do.
It's about 13,000 stuff listed in SkipTrace, right?
It's 1,600 because each skip trace is 14 cents.
Oh, I divided by that. My bad.
Yeah.
All right. $250. Yeah, about 1,800. Yeah. If you do just governorless and that, you should be fine. But I mean, like, what are your results, right? I know you've gotten deals. So, like, yeah. I know that.
So we've gotten yeses. We just feel that we don't have enough, like, yet, like, good quality lit. Quality
running leads. Out of lists?
Yeah, that's basically, like, sometimes we don't have anything to do.
If your budget's so that low, man, I would probably. How many calls are you guys making?
Honestly, like, we do the probates every day, which is like 50, and then we jump on the dialer for like 300 calls a day.
I would probably get rid of the dialer and up the market, up the skip trace numbers, and just keep dialing. That 150, it's a little too much for the amount of calls you're doing. You're not doing enough calls.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's because I saw.
I'd get rid of the dialer, and trust me, you know, I'm not here to tell you get rid of things, but if the one's got to go, be the dialer. That's the most logical choice.
Yeah, I mean, and we got the deal machine. We got a pretty good deal on that. So we've been going like an hour. We're trying to reverse drive for dollars too because it's kind of cheap.
But it is cheap, man.
Yeah. So
just don't. You're in Illinois. Don't go to Scary Gary. I'd probably go to like a little better place. There's really good. I'm not saying bad about Gary. You can do it, but like a lot of cash buyers don't like Gary. So that's like the most logical choice from like Chicago. So. There's areas in Indiana you can do well. You know that. I mean, Wisconsin's a little tough drive. So
yeah, we've been kind of playing around with like a.
I ain't done deals. You're a hustler. I get it, man.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I would probably get rid of the dialer and up the marketing.
Okay, and then what do you think of us like playing around with the one assignment in Illinois?
I wouldn't touch it, man. Unless you want to get a license, I wouldn't touch it with the 10 football.
Okay. All right.
Now, are they going to force you on that? No. But even being that, I wouldn't go around it. It's so weird. It's so badly written. I don't want you getting in trouble for it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, man. That was basically our like main concern, and we wanted reassurance, like, or your advice on what we want to do with that $500, you know, which I appreciate. Yeah, that's
probably what I do. So take the 150 out, up the marketing. All right.
Okay. All right, Zach. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Oh. All right, next year we got.
That's already after 10.
DBJ.
Oh, my bad. How's it going, Zach?
You're good, man. What's up? How are you?
Man, I wasn't expecting to be on here. Dude. I appreciate that.
Well, I've been on here.
Hey, yes, sir. I've been watching. I've actually, just in case you did, I wrote this on my notes. So I had a question. Okay, so I'm new to the game. I'm trying to get going with this, and I've been listening to you for a couple weeks now. I've noticed you, and man, everything you say is awesome. So thanks. My family thinks I'm crazy to pursue this, so I want to be successful at it. One of the questions I've got is, with the government list, like with the water cutoffs and stuff, where would I need to go to get that?
So where do you live?
I'm in Tennessee.
Where in Tennessee?
Coffee County, Manchester, Tennessee.
I'm going to have to look that up.
More of Middle Tennessee. I'm about an hour from Nashville, about 30 minutes from East? Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro is south, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So you're Nashville. So where are we talking? Because where's Murfreesboro? So I know Nashville. Like, are you by, like, Brentwood?
No, I'm actually more east of that. I'm in between Nashville and Chattanooga.
Okay. How far are you from the airport?
Probably about 50 minutes.
Jesus. Are you talking about Lebanon?
No, it's Manchester.
All right, let me look it up. Manchester. Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Bro, you south.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right. Okay. Yeah. Oh boy. All right. What's the population there?
Let's see here.
I got to make high level decisions for you. Okay.
I appreciate you. It's the county is 59,000.
Yeah, okay.
But Murfreesboro, that's Murfreesboro is it's pretty big.
I know Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro is like weirdly expensive, dude.
It is. It's crazy.
Trust me, I've been wholesaling for a while. I've done deals there, but it's like, man, like,
right? Yeah, it's crazy. Like,
you know, Nashville's even crazier, but like, they want Nashville prices there. It's weird. All right, so you're in a tough spot. Ain't gonna lie. All right, you know that.
Yes.
So I would go 50-50. I mean, honestly, where you're at, if you have buyers, call them customers, right?
Right.
If they want to buy in the area, go market there. But yeah, if there's nobody wants to, if there's no buyers, I do go virtual, and I would probably do Murfreesboro, honestly. Okay.
Gotcha.
Scratch that. Chattanooga. Chattanooga's way better. You're the same distance really? Pretty much. I know Murfreesboro is closer, but Chattanooga's a great market. So what the only reason I'm saying this, DJ, is because I've done very well virtually wholesaling in Tennessee. Okay. I won't be the first. I'd still do a lot of deals there. My team does well. I can put new VAs in there. I got new acquisitions people that they can close deals in Tennessee. It doesn't take much to train them, right? Right. You find the government lists, you call them. I use listrei.com a lot, right? And you just get the deals, right? It's pretty simple, right?
Yes, sir.
So I would say try to find buyers locally in your county. If you can't, then I'd just go to Chattanooga.
Okay.
Gotcha. That's what I would say.
I found a couple people that that said they would be interested if I had anything come available.
You ask them what areas they're looking to buy. You got to get their like.
Well, areas. So the guy that I spoke to is actually in Murfreesboro, but he says he buys deals toward my area and up to Chattanooga. So
you just got to ask like what type of house, because I hate for you to put all this energy
right
to get a deal, and it's like I don't like those type of houses.
Right.
It's like what? Right.
Yeah. The more I know, man, the better. That's so I appreciate that.
So ask them where you can thin out the list, and you just don't want to waste your time, man. That's the point.
Another question: when I do virtual, okay, because I'm gonna be successful at this. When I go do the virtual thing, as far as the title company, can I use the title company that I've already talked to here? Should I talk to them about that, or how would that work?
There's so many great wholesaling title companies and. There's so many great ones, man. But I would get one locally just for credibility.
Okay. All right.
When you're talking to the seller, it's right there by you, the title company. They're great. Talk to Karen. Guess what happens, DJ? How far is Chattanooga from you?
It's about 45 minutes.
45. I have a question about the property. They're going to do you want them to like, you have to drive out, just go do, or hey, talk to Karen. She's at the title company. She's great. And she's like 5 minutes from you. A little easier, right?
Yes, yeah.
And so I would say that, right? And being 45 minutes away, man, that's nothing.
Like, oh no, me, it right? ain't. I would make the drive really anyway. But yeah, that's I appreciate it, man.
How far is the local Walmart from you?
10 minutes.
Oh wow, it's real. Oh, I know a lot of country places like 40 minutes just to go to the Walmart. 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's a growing market. I know.
If it's 10, if you have a Walmart there, man. Like, is that like a legit Walmart, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've actually got two, one in Manchester, which is about 10 minutes from me. And then Tullahoma.
If there's a Walmart there, you're actually, that might be, honestly, man, that's, I hate to say it, but like, that's a really good indicator.
Yeah.
It's like a Walmart indicator, dude.
I've got two 1's 15 minutes and the other's 10 minutes. And they're both cities. Tullahoma is actually growing. So I've actually looked into a house down there.
Ladies, you get to be mad, man. My place, hundreds of thousand people. The Walmarts are like 25 minutes from each other.
So right.
Honestly, let's start local. Find the buyer first, go local, and then we can talk about the virtual. All right.
Awesome.
If there is a growing economy, there should be buyers, people wanting to rent, stuff like that. So
right.
I would say it. Now, let's address some things off the bat that concern me. Nothing bad.
All right. Let's listen to it.
First and foremost. You said your family thinks you're crazy. That's not a bad thing. All right.
Yeah.
So you can either play video games. I see the Roblox behind you, or you can wholesale houses.
That ain't mine.
but like, right. Like you can watch TV or you can wholesale houses.
No, I got you. Definitely.
They're both activities.
Right.
They're both, in my mind, watching 3 hours a day of TV is crazy. In my mind.
So
I think it's nuts.
if you don't mind, I'm a full-time FedEx delivery driver, and I own my own business. So this right here is going to eliminate one of those, which is going to be, you know, FedEx, dollars, right? Obviously, but definitely. I've been looking out FedEx business cards, handing them out, everything. It's perfect.
It's like just like for drawing for dollars, right? And FedEx is independent, right?
It is.
So you don't tell me your name or anything because I'm gonna get in trouble. But figure out if you can, if there's problems or gray areas with that, right?
Yeah. Oh, they're good. They're good with it. I've already asked.
I don't think they're gonna care. You know why? Because UPS driver's a little, you know, they're getting a little right. Right now.
We so get
they're,
more.
They're gonna make you a very happy man, right?
Right.
So I think you're gonna get a lot more work just between you and me. That's for a different day. But
yeah,
if you could do that, you're fine. But people that watch 3 hours of TV day, I think they're crazy.
Oh, yeah. So
don't think you're nuts because you're doing something that, like, dude, you could be on TikTok all day. You're doing something to change your life and your kid's life. And that's very admirable. And guess what?
Right.
What if you fail? Let's worst case scenario. It's not going to happen, but let's say it happens. Oh, man. DJ tried to better his life. What a loser.
Yeah, for real.
Right? It's like, come on. Come on. No one's going to care. And no one's going to remember either. It's like you try, like, whatever, dude, right? So don't get discouraged for that, right? And a second all, man, I really appreciate you subscribing to the channel. I want everyone to know watching this. I can't talk to everyone, but I'm telling you, in my soul, I appreciate everybody that watches this video and that subscribes, everyone that just takes the – I know you're not – people not watching this, but, like, I appreciate every one of you because without you all, I wouldn't be doing live streams. So. That's
man,
it, man.
It's crazy.
You got this, man. You're doing the FedEx.
I appreciate it.
Now, DJ, one thing I need you to do.
Yes, sir.
You're going to see a lot of ugly houses.
Yes.
You're going to get a stamper. It's like $15.
Okay.
I think you should get a stamper.
Gotcha.
Because just with your time and stuff,
right.
Stamp it, have sticky notes on ready because time's going to be of the essence for you with your job probably. So right. You don't have time to go manually write them. You got to stamp them. Stamp, slap, and guess what? Did the FedEx driver drop it? No. Who put that sticky note there?
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't DJ. It was, I don't know, someone, right? You put your middle name as the name, right? Oh, that's my partner. Oh, he just goes out and does the things for me. DJ didn't put that out. It was just a random guy.
Yeah.
Right?
So he's married into my family, but he's a realtor. And I wanted to ask you this too, because you're the perfect person to ask. But he kind of messaged me asking if he wanted somebody to, if I wanted somebody to work with me. And if you allow me, can I read the message just so you know exactly what he said? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care.
First off, is it good to work with realtors, or just does it depend? Or
because they're an in-law or part of the family, that's good too.
Okay.
I mean, the best realtors are the ones that provide buyers.
Right.
I mean, the ones that have deals, they're okay. But the ones that have buyers are probably the best. And okay. Specifically, you've watched me for enough many weeks. You want cash buyers.
Exactly, so, yeah.
And if they have deals they want to buy for cash, you can give the realtor $4,000 or $5,000 of the assignment. So your assignment's $5,000-$15,000. You give $5,000 of it to the realtor. Everyone's happy.
Right.
So, of course. But they got to provide the buyer.
Gotcha. Yeah, he was like, he said, when you acquire the rights to the property at a set price, we would advertise it at your new contract price plus our profit marketing fee, which is a 5%. And then he said it was discounted for family. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know nothing about this. He said, I don't get paid unless you get paid.
That's fine.
That sounds fine. Okay. All right.
Yeah, as long as you're not liable until you sign the assignment, you should be fine.
Right. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you should be fine on that end, dude.
Cool. Well, man, I really appreciate answering my questions and getting me on. I wasn't expecting to be on here, so I'm in this back room. But man, I appreciate you, dude. You're doing awesome. You know, I watched a few videos of different people, and they're wanting to charge people. I was actually paid, to be honest with you. Then I come across you. So, man, I appreciate what you're doing for everybody and everybody that's serious about this. Good luck and God bless. I really appreciate you, man.
Yeah, of course. I mean, obviously, anyone can go do a JV deal with me. They go to Flipdirt Plus. They want to see me. They can go to an event, right? Obviously, you can pay for that. But, like, honestly, like, for everyone starting out, like, just go to freehosting.com. Let's make 100K first before you go to Flipthreat Plus and stuff.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep. But that's the ultimate goal too, because I was reading, actually, before you went live, I went on the freewholesaling.com and went through everything and seen where y'all did the live event. So that's the ultimate goal right there, is to be able to,
like, let's do this, right? You need to start putting sticky notes out. Let's get some data. You come back to me. We analyze that data and we see what we can do.
Sounds good, man. Yes, sir.
You're doing the work. You can come back to me. I can help you make an educated decision from my experience. And that's it, man. Like, I'm just in your corner, right? I'm the corner man for the boxing ring, right? I could give you advice, but ultimately it's up to you to go out in the ring and knock the other dude out. So I think we have a good plan. We're going to work hard for it. We got it.
I'm ready, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah. I hear you got some motivation behind you.
I do, man. And actually, one of the reasons why I was looking up different things that could make me successful, and I was real intrigued into this, is because I had pneumonia. I was in the ICU. It about killed me. And, man, I was like, if I would have left, I would have left my kids with nothing. And I don't want that. So I'm going to change my life. I'm going to turn this around. And, man, you're going to be the starting point to that. So I appreciate it.
Dude, you're the starting point, not me. You have something greater than yourself you're working towards, and that should get enough fire going for you, man. All right?
Yes, sir, definitely.
I'm proud of you. I think if there's Walmarts near you, let's try the local market. That's something we can talk there, but we'll talk. All right, DJ?
Sounds good. I appreciate you, Zach.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Have a good one. Guys, I know this sounds crazy, but if there is a reason beyond you of why you want to get into wholesaling or be rich, it will help you. A kid, a dog, your sister, your mom, wife, husband, whatever it is. If it's about just not, heck, if it's just you, think about your future kids, future spouse, whatever. That's just more, that's more than about you. That's pretty dang gangster. So guys, if you want to go out here, get rich in wholesaling, guys, do me a favor. Make sure you go out here and go to freewholesaling.com. Remember, guys, that's my free wholesaling course. I'll teach you exactly step-by-step how to get rich in wholesaling houses. So I'm excited. Guys, let's get it going. Go to freewholesaling.com and I'll talk to you soon. Guys, if I haven't answered your questions and you're inside of Flip with Rick Plus, just go to Flip with Rick Plus. Go to the DMs. You can DM me the questions. I'll answer y'all questions tonight if you're inside of Flip with Rick Plus. Either or, let me know. So guys, go out here, freewholesaling.com, and I'll see you soon. This is Zach and signing out. Go to action. Retire your mom.